An argument turns into a gunfight at a McDonald's. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Chicago officials just holding a briefing on last night's deadly incident.
A person with a gun fires into the crowd. Basically, this is a disturbance, a personal conflict, hitting the 9 people, killing 2, wounding 7.
Police Superintendent David Brown says officers chased and caught the suspect and recovered the gun, but no charges yet. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department will use every tool possible to fight hate crime, announcing new guidance to help boost awareness and prevention after the mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket.
We are deploying every resource we have to ensure accountability for this terrible attack, to pursue justice for the victims and their families, and to provide support to a grieving community.
The 18-year-old suspect in Buffalo accused of targeting black shoppers. A hot car death under investigation in Tennessee.
Police in Memphis say a 1-year-old child was found dead inside a hot car in the parking lot of a daycare. The vehicle belongs to the daycare center and was used to transport the child from home to the center called Education is the Key Children's Center. The facility cares for more than 100 children. The employee who drove the vehicle and transported the child worked a full day after the morning route and discovered the child later in the day inside the vehicle.
Fox's Evan Brown, no charges at this point. Bear market territory on Wall Street. The S&P hitting 20% down from its most recent high. The Dow's down more than 400 points. As the White House notes positive news on jobs, record low unemployment in more than a dozen states. President Biden visiting a Samsung plant in South Korea.
Investments like these are going to help catapult us forward toward a clean energy future, which we both badly need.
Samsung plans a new semiconductor factory in Texas. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Rising gas prices may have growing ripple effects on the economy as Americans change plans.
It's hard not to reconsider when you look at gas prices going up nearly 50 cents in 1 month. Take a listen to what drivers had to say.
No vacations, I guess, for now.
This is ridiculous. It's astronomical. You don't want to go nowhere. You know, anywhere you go, it costs you. For me, I mean, I'm like $100 just to fill up a tank.
Analysts are expecting it to get even worse. They're predicting that we're going to hit a national average of $5 a gallon this summer. AAA found that if, or unfortunately, really when we hit that $5 mark, 75% of drivers say that they will have to make a change.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth in Hoboken, New Jersey. Gas prices hitting a new record for an 11th straight day, $4.59 a gallon in AAA's average for regular. Italy has a peace plan for Ukraine, submitting it to the UN leader. It calls for local ceasefires and humanitarian corridors to evacuate civilians and creating conditions for a general ceasefire leading to a long-lasting peace. But the EU foreign policy chief says it's up to Ukraine to decide the terms of any negotiations. Ukraine has long accused Russia of not being serious about peace talks. A jobless 24-year-old in Japan is under arrest, accused of gambling away COVID relief money mistakenly wired to his bank account.
Sho Taguchi admitted to spending most of the 46.3 million yen, that's about 360,000 U.S. dollars, on gambling. The funds were supposed to be distributed to the town's 463 low-income households, but instead it all went to Taguchi. Police say he refused to return the taxpayer money when he was asked. Town officials are separately investigating how the transfer went through unnoticed, a mistake that has triggered a wave of criticism from residents.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.